You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
It's Animal Radio, and joining us, Dr. Catherine Prim, who has the honor of being the first fear-free certified veterinarian. Is that correct?
That is correct. I am the first fear-free certified professional in the nation.
Well, I'm proud. I salute you for that. I got to ask, why was it so important for you to be the first fear-free certified veterinarian?
You know, I really felt like the fear and the anxiety and stress in my patients was impacting every part of my job. And I had longed for a way to make this better. But when I started to hear Marty Becker talking about the whole fear-free idea, I thought it was a complete game changer. I couldn't wait to make it happen in my practice.
Well, sure, because most of us think, at least the dogs, when I try to take them into the veterinarian, or at least 10 years ago when I tried to take them into the veterinarian, they pull.
They put the brakes on.
I couldn't get them into the veterinarian. I couldn't even get them into the car. They knew what was going on. And then when they got there, it was just an unpleasant experience. But fear-free has changed that experience now. When you go to a fear-free vet, it's a whole different experience that they enjoy. And sometimes it's actually, they put the brakes on when you try to get them out of the veterinarian and back into the car.
That is absolutely true. And it makes my day so much better for my patients to be happy to see me because I love animals. That's why I went to vet school.
What's the first thing that you would notice if you went into a fear-free vet?
You know, I'm not sure there's any one thing that I could say because each pet is an individual and they appreciate different parts of all the things that we do. But in my online reviews, people very frequently mention that we give a whole lot of treats. So I tell my clients all the time, I'm not afraid to bribe my friends.
One of Fear Free's quotes, which I love, is putting the treat into treatment. Why is treating important for a positive vet experience?
If you think about the way memories are formed, you develop associations. And I tell people a lot, when I was 17, I worked at a toy store and I served as seasonal help at Christmas. And there is nothing like a huge toy department store at Christmas time. And the smell of that huge toy department store, even to this day, will trigger some associations for me. So we develop associations, and a fear-free veterinarian wants those associations to be good.
They do the same thing when I get here to work. They put out donuts. They bring donuts every morning here to work, and that's actually why I show up now, is because I get these treats. What do you find that the pet owners like about fear-free? We know that the dogs and the cats love it, but what do you think the pet owners like about it?
Well, I get a lot of really positive reviews on Google, and several of my clients have mentioned that they like the fact that I'm willing to get down on the floor with their pets to do their examination and things. But I love that because then I really get to interact with the pet and I get to love them and pet them and cuddle them and make them feel comfortable. And that's the best part.
Can you think of, and I'm sure there's lots of stories, but we only have time for one story. Give me one story that really shows how fear-free made a difference.
You know, I had the most amazing story, and it just happened recently. I was in a room with a client, and she had a new puppy, and it was here for its second visit. Really, really cute little puppy. And the client said, Dr. Prim, do you remember when I had my previous dog, I would always leave the room when you did things? And I thought about it. I really hadn't thought about it, but then I remembered that we had had an alert on her chart that she liked to leave the room. So we all just assumed she was afraid of the needles. And she said, no, Dr. Prim, I don't have a needle phobia. I had an anxious and horrible experience at a veterinary hospital as a child. And whenever I had to go to a veterinary hospital as a child, I would pass out. And she said, as an adult, I don't pass out anymore, but ever since you implemented these fear-free changes, I can be a part of my baby's healthcare, and I can stay in the room because I know she's going to have a good time, and I'm going to have a good time, and it has changed my life. She kind of got a little bit choked up telling me about it, and it gave me chills. It made such a big difference for her.
Wow.
So I'm assuming that you would recommend all veterinarians definitely become fear-free certified.
Absolutely. I would never skip it. I would recommend it to anybody. Not only does it help my patients and it helps me be happier and I want to go into those exam rooms because it's fun again, it's also good for my business because of all the excellent reviews that we've gotten and all of the positive changes we've seen because of it.
Is there a place where we can find out where all the Fear-Free certified veterinarians practice? Is there like a list somewhere?
There is actually a searchable directory. So if you would like to find a Fear-Free certified professional in your area, you can go to fearfreepets.com and you can type in your zip code and it'll tell you if you have a Fear-Free certified professional in your area. And if you don't, then you could mention it to your veterinary hospital and your veterinary professionals and encourage them to do it.
You know what I like about you is not only do you practice fear-free at your hospital there, but I think it transcends to all parts of your life. I enjoy doing interviews with you. I have a fear-free experience when I do an interview with you.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Catherine Prim, the website, if people want to learn more.
It is fearfreepets.com.
And you also are a resident vet for a couple of other websites. What are they?
I am. I am the resident veterinarian at iHeartDogs.com and iHeartCats.com.
So check it out. We'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pet. Doctor, thanks so much for spending time with us again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
Hi friends, this is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. After a traumatic experience at the veterinary office, have you ever thought to yourself, there has to be a better way? When your veterinarian is fear-free certified, you'll find your pet's vet visit is safer, more comfortable, and actually enjoyable. Your dog will go from shaking in the lobby to pulling you into the exam room with a wagging tail, and your cat will be purring inside the carrier. To find a certified fear-free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.